Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. And today's guest is super special. My friend Michelle Hammonds is coming on, and we're going to talk about coaching, the need for coaching. And I actually met Michelle online, and right now I don't remember if it was a coaching event or in a mastermind that we're in together, but we met online first, and we both live in Oklahoma, and there aren't a whole lot of coaches in Oklahoma that we know or that do high performance coaching, which we both do. So like, we're almost next door neighbors. She's 2 hours away in Tulsa. I'm in Oklahoma City. Michelle, welcome to the show, and let's talk coaching.
Oh, awesome. Jennifer, so happy to be together with you again. And yes, as fellow Okies, as they say, I'm super excited that we're in this journey together and really to help talk about this very important topic and what coaching is. I think it's a very misunderstood industry, and I think people don't really know what it means. And so I'm super excited to have this conversation.
Well, me too. And I just heard recently from someone, and for those of you who are listening to this on audio, you don't see it, but I'm doing air quotes. She goes, yes, somebody was talking to their life coach. And life coaching is a very valid profession. I think the name has gotten kind of watered down for any number of reasons. But most of the coaching we do is like business coaching. And business coaching, personal coaching, and it's under the umbrella of high performance coaching. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the benefits of coaching, because you've got, what, 75 hours in on one-on-one coaching with clients?
Yes, 7,500 hours.
How many did I say?
1,000? Yeah, just 75. But yeah,
it's just a comma and a zero.
No, just a few commas and a zero. Those don't matter. No, I really appreciate the platform to talk about this because, you know, a lot of us have kids, or we've maybe in a setting at some point in our life, being a kid or along the way, you had somebody that coached you or mentored you. Sometimes these terms get interchanged. But what we're really talking about here is professional coaching. And today, professional coaching comes in as many varieties as you could possibly imagine. There are coaches for every kind of skill set and industry that is out there. And coaching and consulting often gets confused a little bit too, because the distinction I would make for you here, if you're listening, is consulting is really where somebody comes up with a solution, you pay for that solution, and they deliver that solution. In coaching, it's a very collaborative process to get you to your own answers. And so a coach might have insights about certain topics or things, which is why there's so many different varieties of coaching available. And so that's always helpful because sometimes you don't know what you don't know. That's part of the process. But being coached is you coming up with your own answers through the growth and the integration of new ideas and new thoughts and new questions. And so I think a lot of us think, you know, when we have small kids or when we work in, we got a soccer coach, we got a gymnastics coach, we got a voice coach. And I like to call this coaching for adulting. We don't think about it for as adults that we might need support in the journey. And there's one other distinction I'll draw, and then I'll turn it back to you. And that is sometimes coaching and counseling get a little bit confusing. And so in counseling and therapy, that is very clinical, and it's also regulated, and it's very specific to resolving past issues. In coaching, we kind of draw that line in the sand, and we're always working into the future, because the future is actually what we can change. We can't even actually go back to the beginning of this call. So we really want to be future focused, future outcome driven. And those are some of the things that are the distinctions between like coaching counseling and consulting. So I'll turn it back to you, Jennifer.
Well, I love this so much. And I have hired coaches, and I'm going to say they call themselves more of a business coach, like to help you get your business going, business strategist. But where they fell short was they didn't tell me what to do. Like it was all an ideas brainstorming thing, but then tactically, I didn't know what to do next. Like I was on my own to go figure it out and research it. And what I have found in my time in this arena of high performance coaching is there's a framework that we follow to get that forward thinking. And as much as the client needs to come up with a solution on their own, because guess what? All the answers are within us. Sometimes we have to guide and give possible scenarios or possible solutions. I was working with a client who is a triathlete, and we were talking about the topic of energy. And my first thought was, I love athletes, I love sports, but like I'm not the athlete. And so I had a little apprehension when it came to this topic, because I thought he probably has way more energy than I ever dreamed of having. And we started going through the possibilities of like, well, what if, like trying to get him to decide what would make a biggest difference in his training. And it came down to water. And he said, I don't think I drink enough water. And I said, I interviewed on my podcast a former NFL player, and he said he goes to bed with a 24-ounce bottle of water by his bed, and before he leaves his bed, he drinks that whole bottle in the morning to get more water. And I've told that story so many times, and I just kind of drop it, like everybody should know that by now. And he goes, I can do that. Yes, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start drinking more water. So it is a conversation. It is a give or take. It is a collaboration. But I was never going to tell the guy, if you don't drink more water, you're not going to be a good triathlete, right? It was just like, well, one thing you could possibly do. And then he took it and ran. So that to me makes it super special that we're not telling anyone what to do. We are giving them the information so they can choose. It's all about choice. And I
Yeah,
love the forward thinking.
and to add to that, I would say if we were to put this in a little bit different, more layman's terms, I would say we're like professional extractors. Because think about this. Think about the skill set you have for if those of you who are listening, the things that we're good at are the things that we often neglect, right? So if you're an accountant, you might not do your own taxes, or you might not do your own accounting, or if you're a you or if you're a self-care person, you might not do your own self-care, right? These are just examples that I'm throwing out here. And so a coach is going to help you come in and not only get clarity, and I should really talk to the pillars of high performance, because you mentioned high performance and certification. And so both Jennifer and I are certified in high performance coaching by the High Performance Institute. And why that is an important thing for you to know is because some coaching programs are based, and you should ask these questions if you're looking for a coach. Some coaching programs are built and based on, well, I had a great experience, so now let me sell you my philosophy or my framework or whatever it might be. And there's nothing wrong with that, except for you also have to know, is it tested, right? Is it really proven? And so in the coaching certification we're talking about, this is something that's been studied, like why high performers are high performers. What are the habits and routines that keep them performing at their best? And there was a lot of study and measurement scientifically that went into it, and it's outcome driven. So those are two really distinctions when we talk about what we want when we invest our dollars to get support and help us go achieve our goals, is we want to make sure that you've got a method and framework that's been proven and valid and has some science to back it up, and that you know you're going to get results from it. And everybody's results are different, because even if we have two exact people that have the same maybe family DNA, you know, maybe whatever that is for you, just family scenarios. They could be identical, but our goals, our dreams, our aspirations, our interests, our hobbies, all of those things are different. So I can tell you from the thousands and thousands of sessions I've done, not one session, if they might kind of have some similarities, but they're really all very unique to the person. Because while some people value maybe things, other people value experiences. And so the goals and things are going to be differently oriented around the person that you're actually working with. So we all have blind spots. And that's an area that I think coaches really help us unpack. But it's also about the clarity that really comes from having someone expertly skilled at digging what's in you out of you so you can actually make it work. Because your ideas, your dreams and goals, they're all really important. And sometimes we leave them in here, or sometimes they're just stirring around there. So having a guide and a coach is going to help you unpack those things in a way that's so different than you doing it by yourself.
And working with the coach is like a fingerprint. So every time we have a client call, it's a different experience. And I have not done nearly as many calls as you have done. I don't have that many hours in, but it's like every interaction is different. Their hopes, their dreams, their goals are different. And if there's one thing that has just really set in for me in the last couple of years that I've heard from various personal development growth type books, is the idea that if you're not growing, you're dying. And the real benefit of coaching is you've set a goal, you've set a dream, you have an expectation. And when you are working towards that, you're growing, not dying. And that's just like a real critical piece in the book. Oh, what is it called? Younger Next Year. At the beginning of it, the author makes the comment that he wants to fall off a cliff when he dies and not sit in a recliner. And I was like, wait, what? And I do not have that quote right at all. But the point was, he wants to live his life to the fullest and then drop dead, not sit in a recliner until it comes to the time that he can no longer get up out of the recliner, right? So by having coaching, especially as you go through life, because we have all these different phases and stages, it keeps you in that growth mentality, that forward movement. And I like how you said it's the coaching that you and I do is all based on the future. And what do you want your future to look like? And we don't relive the past. Even in my energy healing, you may or may not remember what happened, but here's the deal. We're just going to clear it and keep going.
Yeah, because the only outcomes we can change is in the future. We've learned from the past, and certainly we have experiences that shape what our future is going to look like. So when I say we don't really go into the past, we're not looking to go in and solve problems or resolve issues from the past from a clinical or therapist perspective. Doesn't mean that, like, if I'm divorced or if I moved across the country when I was, you know, 30 or whatever, that those conversations don't have impact. Some of those things build who we are. And they also are those moments of courage we go back to say, if I made it through that, I can make it through something else. I can reach higher. I can aim bigger. I can be more bold. I can kind of wake myself up back to my life that I want to live, because it's super easy right now out there in the world to be on mission drift. You know, we've got a lot of things pining for our attention between media messages, social media messages, the gloom and doom of the media and the news that's out there. Like, you could literally wake up and think, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the day. So it's important that we take those reins of control and go, you know what, if I don't like the way, and this happened really during COVID as well. Good example, the coaching demand went way up during COVID because people had to go home and they realized, I don't like my house. I don't like the city I live in, the state I live in, the job I have, the person I live with, the person I'm married to. And so it generated all this greatest relocation. There was a lot of people who silently quit. We heard that term. And so we go through that was like a big phase the whole world went through, that I know all of you probably had some experiences from. But now it's like, okay, but of the runway ahead, what do I really want to do? if I really got bold and tactical with my time and my energy and my resources, what do I really want? And that is the question that we're always drilling down in the coaching process.
I've had conversations of late about life and being in control of it. And oftentimes we can say, I didn't have any control. It just happened. You know, life just happens to me. And even when some people don't say that distinctly and clearly, the choices they make and the things that are happening in their lives, it's very evident now. It's like, oh, the blinders are off. They're just letting life happen and just being unhappy about it. And I want to submit to you, you don't have to do that. You can take charge. You can set boundaries. You can have hopes and dreams. Not only are you allowed to, it's kind of your God-given right and demand to have hopes and dreams for a better and brighter future. And you're the only one that can make that happen. And the fastest way to get there is with a coach that can guide you on that path.
Yeah. And Jennifer, as you reflect on that, the thing that comes up is it doesn't matter if you're a young adult, a young person, or if you're at the end of the spectrum of your season of your life, that's later in life. Like I was talking to my dad, who happens to be 81, and he became a widow in 2025. And so he's going through a lot of transition and life change that you spoke about there, Jennifer. And I was having this conversation. I said, you know, you're not stuck. Like, if you don't like the geography, you can change it. If your house is too big, too small, you need a fresh approach, you can change it. Like, you're not stuck. And sometimes we just get in these mental ruts where we think, oh, it's just too hard, right? It's too hard to downsize and empty a big house that you no longer need. But I was like, but that's what movers are for. You can make a plan for anything, but you having that guide to challenge you through that thinking, left to our own accord, we're just going to opt out. We're going to go, oh, that's just too much. I'm going to go back to the couch, right? Or back to the recliner. And so that's human nature, by the way. So if that's you, like if you feel stuck or foggy or fuzzy or something's resonating here, it's probably time to talk to somebody about what the heck you can do to move yourself. And when we start to move, all of a sudden life feels different, right? I have clients that move cross country. They say, I live in where it snows and now I want to go live on the beach. And I'm like, okay, what's keeping you from doing that? Well, if I did this, this, and that, I could do it. Okay, let's do it. Right. And do it. And so making a plan, and it's really wrapped around what they want, but we don't often give ourselves the time to sit and contemplate, what would I like to achieve here? What would I like to do with my life, with the time I have or the resources I have or the energy I have?
And with that comes the idea of no. And before I left the federal government, I said no to so many things. My mom had taught me, you have to be so responsible. You have to say no. You have to do this. No, no, no. And it was coming really close to the time that I was leaving, and somebody was having a party, and there was a group of us ladies who all came together two or three times a year for business trips. And we were all within 10 years of each other age-wise. So we not only did we collaborate on work, we also loved hanging out with each other. And one of the ladies was having everybody up for a party because we were all mass exodus at the same time. And I said, no, I can't do that. I'm going to be leaving. My income's going to go down. Like, I can't afford it. I can't go. And she said, we're never all going to be together again. You have to come. And all of a sudden it dawned on me. I have a car. I was going to Kansas City. It was 5.5 hour drive, which is totally doable. I could afford gas for the car and I had points for a hotel. And I went. But sometimes our initial response to things is no. And when you start listing the things you want, then those no's start getting thrown out the window. And then you can see clearly and find a path. Michelle, this has been an awesome conversation. Thank you for being here today. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
So you can reach out to me on LinkedIn at Michelle Hammonds, or you can look up my website, which is creativityplaybook.com, and there's no www in front of that, and just to make it easier. And or you can reach out via text or phone. All that information is out there on the internet, as they say. And I invite you, if you've never talked to a coach, and by the way, this does feel a little intimidating, I think sometimes. Most coaches you will approach, they're willing to have a conversation with you because they want to understand, can I help you? Right. And so there's usually an intake form it's going to ask some questions that is probably not something that's going to be too much in your comfort zone because they're trying to get at the root of like, what is it that you're looking for? And am I the right kind of coach? Because as I said in the beginning of this call, there's a lot of different kinds. So I encourage you. If you are looking for a coach, and you can go to my website and you can ask for a conversation, because that's where it all starts. Because we need to qualify what is it you're looking for? Am I the right person, or is there somebody better, right, that might be able to help you? So just keep that in mind as you think about this topic for yourself. But it will require you show up for you, and that's an important piece. So you can find me on any of those outlets that I mentioned.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for being here. And we'll have all the contact information in the show notes so you can reach out and find Michelle. Michelle, this has been an awesome conversation. I've loved partnering with you, and we put together a program which I'm sure you'll find out all over the interwebs and that we have coming up. So thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing your insights on coaching after you're either 7,500 or 75,000, whatever, hours of coaching. And do you have any final words for our audience?
Something that does stand out to me is I worked with somebody you may that has a philosophy of celebrating what's right in the world. His name is DeWitt Jones. He's a keynote speaker. You may have heard of him. You can Google him. But he said something that really stood out to me. He said, most things in life, there's more than one right answer. And I love that perspective. He was talking about it from a photography perspective, like showing up in neutral just to see what's developing here, right? Even in this call. And I think that's such a powerful reminder that when we get myopic or we feel stuck, that we're just feeling so limited, but there's always more than one right answer.
Oh my gosh, that's so perfect. Thanks for being here, Michelle. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Destined for Success, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe. And get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.